Thank you so much for talking with us. So in an effort to maintain social distancing, the Daniel Boone National Forest is going to be closing some of their recreational facilities. Can you tell me what brought us to this point?
Sure. So I think we've all been consumed by the news of coronavirus, and we are trying to take actions based on recommendations from the Center of Disease Control, as well as the governor's office, on the best way to protect the health and safety of our visitors and our employees. And so we've kind of been staging our closures in different phases here. And, we started out, I think, last week with closing some of the group use areas, places where typically we allow people to, reserve an area for groups of 50, 60, even as much as 100, like a group camping area or family reunion type of a situation. And so we closed those first. And then as the coronavirus has continued to spread and as we've gotten more direction from CDC and the various orders put forth by the governor, we are starting to close more of our developed recreation sites. And it's all in an effort, to help with the social distancing and, the gathering of people in larger groups. And so we're starting to close campgrounds and picnic shelters, picnic areas, shooting ranges, those kinds of various developed recreation sites.
I think the outdoors is been one of the last places to turn for people as they've been cooped up in their houses and quarantined or self-isolating. And so far, there hasn't been any official call for outdoor recreational facilities to close. So are there some places that people will still be able to go as they're trying to maybe get out of their houses and still stay away from people?
Absolutely. And, when you think about it, I totally understand why people want to get out. They want to get outside. They want to exercise. They want to get out in the sunshine, the spring weather. And, I think we all want to be able to do that. I know I certainly do. And, the Daniel Boone National Forest is over 700,000 acres. The vast majority of that is still open. Most of the forest is open. We're just closing a few of these places where people tend to congregate in, larger groups, not really necessarily through any fault of their own, but just a lot of people, going to a picnic shelter or going to a camping area, and maybe they're, going to the, there's a bathroom with maybe showers, and those places have to be cleaned, and those kinds of concerns. But virtually all of our trails are open. Almost all of our boat ramps are open at our two large lakes. That's Cave Run Lake up near Moorhead and Laurel River Lake down by London and Corbin. And so people can still go out with their boat and enjoy the lake. You can kind of launch your boat and get out on a big lake and certainly practice social distancing. Most places on the forest, you can hike on a trail and disperse and practice social distancing. And we want people to still be able to do that. You're absolutely right.
So we're coming up on the weekend, and I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about camping. Are there still opportunities for people to maybe primitive camp if the concern is bathroom and shower facilities and that kind of being an area where people would be too close?
Yeah, that's true. Almost all of the Daniel Boone National Forest is open to what we call dispersed camping or dispersed recreation. You hike down a trail and you pitch a tent. Now, there are a couple places on the forest where we have some concerns about that. And that would be namely the Red River Gorge. It has a lot of name recognition, and people know about it more than anywhere else on the forest. And we get people that come from out of state, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Illinois, and in some cases, farther away than that, for rock climbing and camping. And that's where we have seen large groups gathering, or even just a lot of small groups, so they're not really, trying to be in a big group, but if 10 groups of four all go to the same overlook or waterfall, then all of a sudden you got a lot of people close together. So I would encourage people to, if they want to get out in the forest, think about places that maybe aren't going to be so crowded. And, normally people love to go to the Red River Gorge, but maybe this is a time to think about trying another part of the forest. As I mentioned, the forest is about 700,000 acres. The gorge is only about 40,000. So there's a 670,000 acres of area in the forest outside of the gorge. And I think there's a lot of places people might want to explore and get away from some of those larger crowds.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by phone with Timmy Ealing, Public Affairs Staff Officer for the Daniel Boone National Forest. So as people across the state and the country are hopefully practicing self-isolation, are you still seeing some out-of-state visitors coming to the forest or maybe contacting your office?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I think a lot of people do want to get out and get outside, take a hike, go fishing, whatever it is they're wanting to do. And certain parts of the forest do get people from out of state. In particular, the Red River Gorge is one of those places. And we've had a lot of calls and inquiries about the forest. So, again, stress that, most of the forest is open, but follow the Center for Disease Control guidelines, the governor's guidelines, social distancing, and think about, not only your safety and protection, but the fellow visitors to the forest, locals in the community. A lot of the Daniel Boone National Forest is in small rural counties that do not have a lot of health care facilities, and there have been some local people expressing some concerns. If there was an outbreak in some of those counties, that could be a challenge to manage. And so, follow those guidelines that are set by the experts. We are not health experts. We're trying to follow CDC guidelines just like everybody else.
Tim, how long are you at the Daniel Boone National Forest expecting to keep these facilities closed as we get deeper into summer and this pandemic isn't expected to slow down? We keep hearing that we haven't reached the peak yet here in Kentucky. How are you making those decisions?
Yeah, that's a real good question, and I think we all are wondering how long we're going to be living like this. And I don't know really the answer to that. I can just say, we're trying to follow Center for Disease Control and what they're saying about being safe and the status of the virus. So I just don't know, unfortunately. I can just tell you we're trying to monitor the situation and coordinate with various government agencies, taking our lead, like I said, from CDC, certainly looking towards the governor's office and what they are putting out as well. I think we all hope it ends fairly soon, but boy, who knows? I just can't give you a good answer on that because I don't think we really know.
If anybody has any questions about where they can go, what they can do in the Daniel Boone National Forest, how can they get that information?
Yeah, I would encourage folks to visit our webpage. That would be one place to go for Daniel Boone National Forest. Just Google Daniel Boone National Forest. Also, our Facebook page. We try to keep that updated daily. And again, that's for the Daniel Boone National Forest Facebook page. And then they can also call our offices. So even though our offices are closed to the general public, in person, we are still open. We are answering the phone. We're answering emails. We're trying to help people as best we can. And so people can call our offices Monday through Friday.
Tim Ealing, Public Affairs Staff Officer for the Daniel Boone National Forest, thank you so much for talking with us.
All right, you're certainly welcome.